Most folks today, if they want to take a photo, they'll pull out their smartphone or maybe smart pad. Or maybe if it's a really special occasion, they'll dust off that old digital point and shoot. But inside one local camera shop in Atlanta, you'll find a man whose love for film cameras hasn't changed with all that new technology. His name is Steve Schwab, and as he put it, he's kinda camera crazy.
I don't really collect the cameras, but I guess I can be accused of collecting cameras. I probably have thousands and thousands and thousands of cameras in here. And a lot of them are very unusual cameras.
It's the original instant Polaroid magic box where the film popped out of the camera.
I love cameras. Every camera has a different sound, a different personality. Even if it's the same kind of camera, it might be three or four, they're all different. You can feel the little difference between one and the other. And I like the sounds.
Now this one is, you're hearing the shutter go off and you're hearing the winder going down to bring the mirror back down again.
A digital camera, when you press the button, it makes very little noise and it's very sterile. You take a picture with a film camera, you can feel the gears moving around, you can feel the mirror banging, you can feel the shutter opening, closing, and it just gives you sort of a warmer feeling. Unfortunately, I see a lot of cameras and I say, oh, this is so beautiful, I can never sell this. This is so nice, I can't sell it. That's why I got a lot of cameras, I think also. That's one of the reasons I get emotionally attached. I could name hundreds of cameras I wish I never sold. Hundreds and hundreds.
What do you think, Steve? What is the best camera in the world? There's no reason to even argue with anybody. The best camera in the world is the Hasselblad. It's made in Switzerland, and the lenses are made in Germany, Carl Zeiss lenses. The best lenses in the world. It's the only camera that is on the moon, and it's still there. They took the Hasselblad to the moon and took pictures of the moon and left the camera, but the camera's still there. It's on the ground there. Crank it, and then the shutter going off is just fantastic sound. When I die, I must say, I wish I shut off another camera before I went. Who knows?
Steve Schwab, owner of an Atlanta camera shop. We have a few photos of him and his shop on our website, wabe.org/citycafe. Thanks to producers Stephanie Stokes for bringing us that story.